In the documentary Raising Adam Lanza, Nancy Lanza, Adam's mother, reportedly told relatives her son was diagnosed with two conditions, the first coming when Adam was a young child. It's called sensory integration disorder. Emory University professor and research psychologist Opal Owsley defines the condition.
And it's used to describe usually a younger child who has fairly extreme reactions to different sensory stimuli in the environment. It can also describe children who have maybe an undersensitivity to different senses, such as pain.
Later in middle school, Adam Lanza is said to be diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome. Professor Owsley, who also works in Emory's Autism Center, says Asperger's is a form of autism.
Individuals who have an average IQ or above and who have experienced no delay in their language ability, but at the same time, they have difficulty with social interaction, peer interaction.
There's no research that associates violent behavior with sensory integration disorder or Asperger's, says Professor Owsley. But some media reports have been misleading by trying to link the shootings to the disorders. Marcia Singson is with the Georgia Asperger's Organization.
We've had an influx of calls. Many families, and not just children, but adults too, are feeling the negative impact of those discussions.
Singson has a 21-year-old son in college who also has Asperger's syndrome.
They're just not prone to behaviors or violence. Unfortunately, because of many of their non-confrontational ways, they're the victims of bullying often.
A December New York Times article describes Adam Lanza as a teenager that, quote, walked the halls of his high schools with his hands glued to his sides. After a lengthy detail of his childhood, like many other attempts to unravel what made Lanza kill, the article reveals no concrete reason as to why he murdered so many. Rose Scott, WABE News.